And as you can see and hear, Free TV has opened up its airwaves as BACW presents to you this year's Sinister 16. Our first round is over, and as you can hear from the buzzing in the crowd behind me, while we're in this short intermission, there have been some big upsets in our first preliminary round. But before the quarterfinals are scheduled to begin, let me catch you up to speed on the latest happenings. As many in the arena already know, as Ryan Rhodes went to exit the curtain during his opening introductions, he was brutally attacked from behind by the Newark bad boy Randy Acorn. Dragging Rhodes down the aisle and into the ring, Acorn pummeled Ryan for several minutes until the match officially started. Finally tearing off his headgear, Mr. Petit had seen enough from the back and was forced to order their match officially underway. And get this, it was to be held under hardcore rules. Let's go back in time and see if Randy Acorn was able to use this cowardly assault to secure himself a spot in our quarterfinal matchup. Been all Randy Acorn from the cheap shot attack to the superplex that he just executed inside the ring. And throughout the first round matchup, the crowd has desperately tried to get underneath the sails of Ryan Rhodes. Irish whip into the ropes by Acorn and driving a knee into the midsection, the real deal somersaults flat onto his back. Pulling Rhodes up by his hair, Acorn tries to end it all by going for the Newark knife, and I think this one's going to be over. No, Ryan with the schoolboy. Acorn kicks his legs. 1, 2, I don't believe it, and neither does Randy Acorn. Folks, Ryan Rhodes has just pulled the upset in round number one, and can you believe that? It's his first victory in his first match right out of retirement. Wow, I didn't see that one coming from anywhere. What a schoolboy, folks. Ryan Rhodes has defeated BACW's regional champion and will be advancing to the quarterfinals match to face either Org Lambert or the Scottish Clit. Oh my, from the crowd, it's the Klansman from behind who just struck Ryan Rhodes in the back of his head with the butt from that damn sword. Oh my god, how much does that thing weigh and why the hell is he allowed to bring a sword into a wrestling ring? Ryan Rhodes has been knocked out cold and tossing Randy Acorn over the nylon and down onto the small mats. The Klansman is mounting Ryan Rhodes, and holy hell, he's beginning to drive those massive fists into the face of the real deal. The Klansman re-tears off the headgear of Ryan Rhodes and is now pointing to the sword that's sitting idle in the corner. Listen to the crowd show their disapproval. They really hate the Klansman. Oh my god, no. No, he is not gonna. Somebody get into this ring. This madman is taking the sheathing off that gigantic sword. He's raising it above his head. Oh, it's the regional champion, Org Lambert, from behind as he dives into the ring, spearing this 7-foot monster flat on his back. Punches and bunches rain down on the Klansman and cranking up on a rear naked choke. Lambert begins to squeeze the life from the big man. The Klansman desperately tries to reach for the ropes and extending his massive arms and finally taking hold of an island. He forces a referee who just started the match to break the hold. Wait a minute, just started? Hey, oh my god, he just started the match. It's official. The second match in the Sinister 16 is underway. Lambert immediately begins to argue with the referee, and as the two continue to go at it nose to nose, it's a furious Randy Acorn who has mounted the top turnbuckle, leaping off into the air with a steel chair in hand. Acorn comes down with an extreme version of the Arabian Facebuster, rolling from the ring and hiding under the apron. Lambert makes a quick cover. 1, 2. Oh my god, holy cow, just like that, Org Lambert has advanced to face a very groggy Ryan Rhodes with a little help. I don't believe I'm going to say this, from his arch rival. And so there you have it, folks. The first major upset in the tournament, but compared to what was to come, it wasn't even close to as controversial as what happened when superstar Alec Ace met up with Evil Sam Natus. Let's go to the rewind and see who advances in this quarterfinal matchup. It's been a back and forth battle with neither Natus or Ace willing to give in to each other. Sam has tried to put Ace through a table. He was slammed over the head with a steel chair and he even took out Sledge, but that's where this match got crazy. The referee has been knocked out and Alec Ace has been busted open bad from a steel ring post shot by the evil one. And folks, Sam Natus is now motioning for his son Blood Thriller to hand him his sledgehammer. Alec Ace stumbles into the corner and leaning up against the turnbuckle as the blood rains down his face. Natus reaches back for Sledge and Thriller. Oh my God, he's just handing him the Weapon of Extreme. I don't believe it. The referee is still out. Thriller grabs Ace from behind and running across the logo. Here comes Natus with the full head of steam. Here comes the pain.
Oh my God!
Natus slams the Sledge into the face of his son and toppling backwards and through the ropes right onto the back of his neck. Natus can't believe what just happened. Turning to finish the job on Alec Ace, it's a dazed Ace with a boot to the stomach. Sam bends over from the impact. Superstar crunch with the sledgehammer right under the chin of Sam Natus. The referee looks up through dazed eyes. One, two, this one's over. Three, Alec Ace has advanced in the tournament to meet the winner of Darabazov against Rick Ulfric. Wow, what a show, and listen to the crowd show their appreciation for both Alec Ace and Sam Natus. And so there you have it, folks. Alec Ace advanced with a victory over Sam Natus. But the real story here is the sledgehammer shot to the face of his son, Blood Thriller. The internet is already buzzing with rumors of Sam Natus not appreciating the tone his son took with him during their most recent interview. But in case you didn't remember, Sam Natus broke the news to his son that he was disabling and disbanding Misanthropic and forming forces with the Spectre of all people to form a new tag team in BACW called Pain and Destruction. Was the sledge shot retaliation for Thriller's harsh words about his father, or was it just a simple mistake? It's only the second time that we've seen the footage, but it appears to me that Sam Natus had more than enough time to prevent the mishap. And speaking of people shooting off their mouths, since Alec Ace's win, there are many, including Austin Arenas, that expect not only to win the Sinister 16, but also say that they're going to breeze through this tournament because, as Austin Arenas, and I quote, I'm reading right from a piece of paper here, there just isn't enough talent in BACW to hold a guy like me down. Well, who's Austin Arenas' first opponent? It's going to be Derek Cheapshot Parks. And as expected, Arena did indeed dominate this match. But let's go to the footage and see just how badly this newly created feud got. Arenas has been taking a beating on the outside, and finally the referee is demanding that Sarah Richards be banned from ringside. A constant distraction throughout this entire match thus far. Sarah Richards has been the equalizer who has kept Derek Parks in control over most of the offense that's been happening in this contest. First it was a rake to the eyes, then a choke with the strap from her pocketbook. Constant yelling has not only been annoying, but it's been practically, how can I say it, distracting to not only me, but to the fans at ringside and to the wrestlers. Inside the ring, Parks misses the mark with the flying forearm and pulling down on the top ropes. There goes DCP over the nylon and down onto the small mat. Arenas now gives chase and, snapping a steel chair close, pounds the metal across the shoulder blades of Parks, rolling DCP back into the ring. Here comes Arenas scooping Parks off the canvas, and he's lowering the throttle with his finisher. Oh, yes, this one's over. He's got his finisher. One, two, what the hell? Oh my God, Sarah Richards, who just placed Derek Parks' foot on the bottom ropes, is smiling. Come on, Richards, don't cheat the man out of a match. The referee, I don't believe it. How could you not see it? He was knocked out cold. Folks, the referee is saying he didn't see it, and he's calling for this match to continue. Austerius is furious and reaching up through the ropes. He's got Sarah Richards by the hair. The referee is screaming at Arena to release Derek Parks' valet, and he better do it, or else he's going to get disqualified. Arenas releases his grasp on the Vixen's hair and turning to finish off Parks. Parks cranks him over the head with the slapjack. Oh my God, where did that come from?
Jimmy Houston, it's a mark!
Jamming the weapon into his tights. Richard jumps up and down on the apron. Come on, referee! How couldn't you see that? The referee turns around. You gotta be kidding me. One, two, not like this. Three, oh my God, Austin Arenas has been eliminated from Sinister 16 thanks to that slut, Sarah Richards. And once again, Sarah Richards was the wild card, but that was to be expected because with BACW's ultimate prize on the line, some of these guys know they might not get another chance at glory until next year. Speaking of not getting another chance at glory, our next bout featured Chris Ross going one-on-one with Handsome Mike of the Beautiful People, one half of BACW's Tag Team Champions. This footage was so bizarre that the fans are still buzzing about what took place in this match that pitted Beauty against the Beast. Let's join this match in progress. This match has been all about Chris Seth Rollins trying to use power over Handsome Mike, but our resident lover boy seems to be just too fast to counter almost everything Ross is throwing at him. But in the same breath, it just doesn't appear to me that all these moves are doing that much effect to break down Chris Ross. He is such a massive man. UFC-style kicks by Handsome Mike on Ross, and jumping up with a Superman punch, Ross is knocked to one knee. I don't believe it. It's the first time in a contest that he's been off his feet. Head scissor by Handsome Mike, but Ross powers him up to his feet, keeping the head scissor on. Ross slips down, and Mike's head between his legs.
Tombstone pile driver!
Mike's brains are scrambled, and with visions of strippers dancing in his head, the referee hits logo. One, two, three times delayed. He no-hits, and Mike gets his shoulder off the canvas, folks, and this one's gonna continue. Not happy with the count, Ross continues to focus on the match at hand by headbutting Mike right in the face, stunning him and rolling him to his side. Ross is rolling outside the ring, and he's getting a table. At this point, you have to wonder why the referee has just given up control over this match. Come on, referee, disqualify him. It's a table. Not every match is hardcore. Ross is at ringside right in front of me, and he has completely snapped. No, Mr. Ross, no, I wasn't talking about you. No, I wasn't. Absolutely not. I was talking about Mr. Petit. Yes, sir. Yes, absolutely. Ross grabs Mike off the canvas there now, both back in the ring, and he just tossed him over the rope like a sack of garbage. Over the top rope, the Hawaiian Madman proceeds to take pursuit and draping Mike's body over across the table. Oh no, please tell me he's not going to do what I think he's going to do. Ross slides back into the ring and climbing up to the top rope. Oh my god, he is. He definitely is. Here comes the pain flying through the air.
Oh my god!
Tidal wave splash through the table, but he missed. He missed. He missed the tidal wave splash. Mike with the cover, and here comes the referee. Down onto the outside with the count. One, two, three. Wow, Handsome Mike is going to advance to the second round of Sinister 16. I don't believe it, and Ross is furious. So there you have it, folks. A surprise upset in round one once again takes place as heavy favorites win Sinister 16. Chris Ross gets defeated before he can even get his juices flowing, screaming all the way to the back and destroying his dressing room right now as I speak. Chris Ross has been spotted in the back stalking every single person who is associated or even says Handsome Mike's name. He's looking for blood, people, and speaking of upsets, our first round matchup features 89 pounds of Particle Man going up against a much larger Shawn Peters of the newly signed tag team, the Sex Symbols. Particle Man has not been very successful thus far in BACW with his career, but if he could capture the heavyweight crown here tonight, could you imagine the heights his valiant crime fighting could reach? Come with me. Let's go back in time and show you a Particle Man advance in the Sinister 16 against Shawn Peters, or had his neutrons blown clear off his body. Flying around in the ring, it finally ended with the Peters moonsault, and Particle Man just kicked out of that count. Still on the canvas, both men are trying to recover before the other, and here comes Shawn crashing down once again on Particle Man's head with the double axe handle. Off the logo and into the ropes goes Particle Man, and here he comes hard on the rebound. Peters goes for a power slam, but Particle Man counters with the whirly bird, and Shawn is dazed, and Particle Man is continuing the assault with a running sit-down drop kick to the head. Dragging Pete into the center of the ring, Particle Man motions for his particle plunge and circling his finger in the air. Oh, from behind, it's Shawn Peters' partner, Craig. Particle Man up into the air and up onto the turnbuckle goes Shawn Peters. Down comes the superhero in one hellacious powerbomb. The crowd explodes as the referee begins to call for the bell, and barreling down the aisle with toilet paper hanging from his backside, Universe Man chases the two out of the ring, and Shawn Peters, believe it or not, folks, has just been disqualified. Folks, Shawn Peters not only looks physically great, but I think everybody here in the arena is shocked at his tremendous ringmanship. He is furious, he cannot believe it, but out cold and in need of some medical personnel. Lord only knows just how much Particle Man is hurt and if he'll be able to perform in round number two. Well, hitting the scene, the Sex Symbol strike once again for a second week in a row. But this most likely will result in Mr. Petit either giving them a tag team shot, these two arrogant jerks. Can you imagine them getting a chance at the titles? I just don't know. But speaking of controversial, there is no footage of the Blood Thriller Spectre match because Sam Goddamn Natas beat his son so bad in the back after his first round loss that it was absolutely sickening. They had to rush Blood Thriller to the hospital. The referee had no choice but to award Spectre the winner via countout, advancing the purple-haired freak through to the next round into round number two. Blood Thriller's condition right now is unknown, but local authorities have taken Sam Natas into custody, and some are saying he could even be arrested, tried, and jailed for his actions here tonight. And that leaves us with one more match. Can Daryl Bazov defeat Rick Ulfric? Ulfric is blind in one eye. Ulfric has a limp. But there's something about Rick Ulfric that Daryl Bazov doesn't understand. It's that Rick Ulfric is now partnered up with the crippler, Matt McLean. Could you believe it? Matt McLean at the side of Rick Ulfric. McLean is a master of pain and vowed to be at Rick's side, eliminating all his enemies. And I believe he's going to start tonight with Daryl Bazov. In just a few seconds, we're going to play you the footage of the backstage attack that happened before Bazov stepped into the ring with Rick Ulfric. For those with squeamish stomachs, for those who can't take the sight of blood, you might want to take the time to get something to eat. I'm not going to say anymore. Let's roll the footage of this horrific attack.